Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO here on The Good Neighbor. Our next guest, we haven't talked to her in a while, and I love talking to her. She's awesome. She's amazing. On the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, it's Marnie Gilner from Fox Sports North. Marnie, how you been?
Hey, Slick. Hi, buddy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. I got no complaints really right now. I mean, even if Dad did have some complaints, I mean, it wouldn't help anything, right, to go ahead and complain about it.
Yeah, I know. Got to make the best of the situation, whatever it is. Count your blessings.
I know. And everybody is trying to do that. I think for the most part, everybody is doing what they can do and hoping that we can get to having life be back to some sort of normal here in the near future, right? Like, we don't know when that's going to happen or when that's going to take place, but we hope that it's sooner than later, right? That's where we're all at.
Yeah.
But
we've taken steps in that direction. I would say I feel like I'm living a much more normal life now as opposed to a month ago, and a lot more than 2 months ago, and certainly more than 3 months ago. So I'm inching there. Are you not getting there?
Yeah, I mean, it's baby steps. So for instance, it's going to be a super slow process. That's why I'm looking at all of this and I'm being cautiously optimistic. That's how I'll term it, you know, just because as much as I look at getting out and I feel like, you know, cause at the beginning, right, it was just go out for essentials, right? Now it's, I can actually go back to the gym and I can go lift and get on equipment and do all that stuff and wipe it all down and just, you know, and you can go out and about and you can shop and you can wear masks and all that type of stuff, whatever. But like, that's nowhere near anything being normal. Like, I just don't think that 2020 is going to be normal for us for the rest of this year.
Well, yes, that part may be true, and we can use the new normal term if that works.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm talking about, like, I've actually been to, I think, a restaurant twice and ate mm-hmm. on the patio, and that felt somewhat normal. And went to Fargo over the 4th of July, just at my brother's house. We didn't actually go out anywhere there, but a few things where I almost had to remind myself, if I'm not out in a public place, which yep. I do wear my mask, and that just the visual of seeing people in masks and me wearing my mask is a great reminder of, yes, we are in the middle of a pandemic, but if I'm at my house, if I'm in my yard, when I was at my brother's, because we've been around them and the kids are playing, it's like, oh, this is what a great holiday weekend. Oh,
yep.
Yeah, there's a pandemic. Like, oh, yeah, I gotta remind myself of that.
And for everybody, it's different, too. So like, for instance, a friend of mine that I've known for a while from the gym, like, literally her father lives in Arizona, which is a hot spot right now.
Oh, yeah.
And in terms of like traveling wise, she doesn't anticipate that she's going to be able to see her father for a while. You know what I'm saying? So like in terms of like, cause the whole like getting on a plane stuff, like that's not normal right now. The airline industry is real shaky, you know, and people are talking about being concerned about getting on a plane and traveling and all that stuff. So I guess it's just, we're eventually going to get there, but it's going to take a little bit more time. But that's where I want to start with you, Marnie, is the return to sports. It's not going to be an easy one. And I feel like some fans just don't get that quite yet. Like, everything that Major League Baseball is trying to accomplish and get done for guys to play, it's quite the endeavor. NBA basketball,
yeah.
The endeavor.
Yeah.
Major League Soccer, everybody. So I think that everybody out there that's a fan of sports and wants sports back, and we all love sports. Like, you're a massive sports fan. I am too. Fans have to understand that this is not going to be an easy thing to do.
No, and the plan is totally different than actually executing it. Like the Twins yesterday just released their schedule. We saw it for the first time, and here's where they'll be, and, you know, only playing within their division in the NL Central, and here's a map of how many miles they'll be traveling, all that. And that's awesome. But actually getting there to that point and getting through it is a totally different obstacle. And just, I mean, I heard a couple players say that they're just, it's like a day-to-day. Not that they're dreading it or like, oh, it's this huge burden, but I don't think anyone is looking out to, okay, in September, the middle of September, we got this. They're just like, okay, did I work out today? Did I test negative today? Did I stay safe today? Did the league stay open today? Because it's a very real reality still that this thing might not get off the ground, or it might get off the ground and have to shut down halfway through, or we just don't know. So, like, all these plans are great. And I just feel like it's a part of us moving forward as a nation, as a world, as however, and learning to live with this. And sports is a part of that. And if we can do it safely and we can do it with health, then, yeah, I'm all for it. And you said, yeah, we're big sports fans. Of course we are. It's also my livelihood. So I look at it through that lens of I haven't worked in what is now 4 months. I'm on unemployment. And I don't want to continue that if possible. Yeah. So my view towards it is totally different than just someone who's like, oh, I miss the Twins and I want to sit and watch the Twins on this beautiful summer night. I wish there was a game. Well, there's that side of it. And then there's also that mommy got to get a paycheck argument.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. We're talking to Martin Gellner from Fox Sports North here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. And you've covered professional sports for a long time. How long is it going to take you personally to get adjusted to no fans potentially in the stands?
I played it out in my head a little bit. I think it'll be odd for a long time. I mean, like weeks, maybe after a couple weeks, it'll be like, oh yeah, that's what this feels like. Because there'll still be some sounds of baseball, like chatter and crack of the bat, and I don't know if they're going to try to pipe in some just natural ambiance or music, or I don't know that. I mean, there are so many things that I'm curious. If we're talking just baseball in general, that will be one of them. Seeing players sitting like above the dugout in the first row of seats, I just think like that is an absolute bizarre visual to me that I can't quite understand, because I keep thinking, how do they get down then into the dugout when they're needed? They have to go up just by the concession or the concourse and down. Obviously, there's going to be a better route than your average fan would take, but that kind of stuff, and like a pitcher having a wet rag in his back pocket because he's not allowed to lick his fingers, and the player is not allowed to spit sunflower seeds or spit, period. Have you seen the number of times baseball players spit? I mean, all of these things are like games within the games, like things I will be watching besides just the game, are all these little, completely unique, never seen before, incredible nuances that go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And think of it like this, Marnie. How about step away from Major League Baseball? Let's talk about NBA basketball and these guys having a postseason and playing, right? Like, think about all of the language that we hear when we're close to the court. Like, how are they going to navigate that? I know that Adam Silver was even asked about, like, tape delay stuff in terms of, like, how do you deal with some of the language? Like, that's going to be, I think, an issue. Now, one of the things that we do with NBA basketball, though, because we're at all the games, is, you know, you got music, right? You have a lot of hip-hop music and stuff like that plays, and a lot of people hear that, whatever. Yeah. But in terms of, like, you know, guys getting into it and trash-talking each other, that's going to be quite the endeavor to try to work that through.
Oh, man. Yeah, because it's not just – I heard a couple of fans say, well, put it on, you know, the regular broadcast on ESPN – and then the filtered clean one on ESPN2, like they did with the Bulls, that documentary on ESPN. But
oh no,
some of this trash talking is not just the F word.
Yes.
It's like personal and homophobic and racist. And they, it doesn't mean that that's them talking as people. Like, if I saw you on the street, I would call you this horrible name. It's just like, it's in the heat of the battle. That's part of sometimes for some guys, the language that goes on in the court. So
yeah, it's part of the culture that it's part of the culture that you don't like.
Yeah, that's fair. But it also is something that we don't need to broadcast. And we, like, at FSN, we have those, I mean, you can see them in football, those parabolic mics that a guy holds that looks like a satellite dish. And we have a smaller version of that go in baseball stadiums and WNBA courts and NBA courts. And for the Timberwolves, we used to have one. It's just basically a microphone duct taped into an area where it's not going to physically stick out or hurt anyone. And it was at the scorer's table closest to the home coach. And when Tom Thibodeau was the coach, we had to either move that microphone physically or turn the volume way down or turn that microphone off completely because of the sound and the strength of his voice. And it would come across clear as day on some of the FSN broadcasts. So that would even leak out when there were fans in the stands. So if you take that away, you're going to have to drown that noise out with something. I don't mind a tape delay. I feel like when Adam Silver talked about that and he used the term tape, I think he used the term tape delay. To me, the game is airing an hour and a half to 2 hours later.
Yeah, not like that. Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let it tip off, get 5 minutes in, and a guy or a gal listening in and putting the bleep button on and whatever, filtering that closely as it comes in. But that to me is an acceptable form of tape delay. Watching it 5 minutes behind time. But
I'm with you.
That's another fascinating aspect within the game that is going to be part of this season.
Yeah. We're talking to Martin Gilner from Fox Sports North here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. How's my friend doing? How's one of my favorite, I would say he's one of the most underrated reporters in the Twin Cities doing? How's he doing? You know what I'm talking about?
Grady?
His name's Grady, yeah. How's Grady doing?
Grady had a scrimmage tonight, a 12U baseball scrimmage, so he's a little sweaty.
Hold on. Why were you asking me the question like you didn't know who I was talking about? Clearly, I was talking about Grady because he lives in your house.
What if I would have been like, oh, you mean my son? And you're like, no, I mean your coworker, La Panta, you arrogant. Devil.
No, scary. I'm talking about Grady.
Well, he's in the house. I can get him on if you want, but he charges way more than I do.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to get. I need to have him on a separate night. So I'll work that out with mom. We'll work on that in the future. But to be honest though with you, it's interesting because there's so much going on with professional sports, right? And I'm having fun, and we're talking about your son who does these great bits for the for FSN. But you know, when I think about professional sports returning, and we're talking about no fans in the stands, there's clearly somebody that's affected by that. Families, like think of all of the families that have those moments each and every summer where it's taking my kid to their first baseball game, or taking my son or daughter to their first, you know. Football game at U.S. Bank Stadium. Like, those are things that we will not see here in 2020, I don't believe. Now, there's a possibility that maybe a little bit later in the year for the Twins that possibly there could be, in terms of a 25% capacity or maybe half or whatever it ends up being. But for the short term right now, there's going to be no fans.
Right. I hope we get there. I know that the Twins are working with Governor Walz and really talking about what is realistic, what is feasible, and it all depends on numbers and how our state looks. And congratulations, Minnesota, for being in a really good place right now when there are several places of the country that are heading in the opposite direction. But if we continue, I would love to see the appropriate number of fans in the right setting and, you know, take all those precautions. I think that would be fantastic and so memorable. And you talk about a family, you know, somebody taking his son or daughter to a game for the first time. There's that. There's also just like several families who will go to one or two Twins games a summer and it'll be an event. And I grew up in North Dakota, and a lot of families will plan from northern Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa. They will plan their weekend around the one Twins game that they are going to. Then they'll hit Mall of America or Valley Fair and whatever that is. And the centerpiece will be that Saturday afternoon Twins game that they got tickets to. And an entire family long weekend road trip revolves around it. And those kinds of things are out. And if that's our biggest problem, then we are blessed. So don't take that the wrong way. But it is just a factor in how this summer will be so different, and really already is so different than what we've seen, what we've grown accustomed to, what we're used to, all of that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you, Marnie. Hey, Marnie, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, and my people will be talking to your people so that I can get Grady on the show this summer.
Yeah, I'll get his people lined up. He's got to find some holes in his schedule.
Okay.
Because the gaming has been, you know, it's been pretty heavy in the coronavirus era. We're starting to come out of it just a little bit, but let me just check with him right here. Grady, Henry Lake, WCCO Radio, he's live on the air right now. He wants to know if you'll join him in the future, if he could just get that set up with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it good? Oh, I love it. Tell him I'm a big fan.
Did you hear the conviction? Oh, he's been a big fan.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I appreciate it, Grady.
Well, we're
doing good, buddy.
We'll work on the delivery.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Hey, take care, Marnie.
Okay. You too, H. Lake. Right. Thanks for having me on. Take care, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Marnie Gellner from Fox Sports North joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.